The field of candidates for mayor of Santa Fe has dropped by one with the withdrawal of District 3 City Councilor Chris Rivera. Rivera says his decision comes after discussion with family, friends, and close supporters. The freshman councilor is halfway into his first term and serves on several committees, including Public Works, Public Safety, and Business and Quality of Life. Rivera says he learned a lot while considering a mayoral run and plans now to continue to serve his district constituents. Albuquerque City Councilors have approved a special election for a late-term abortion ban that would bar the procedure after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The matter will be put before Duke City voters on November 19th, also a possible runoff election date if the October 8th mayoral and city council ballot does not produce a decisive winner. If a runoff is not needed, voters will address the abortion measure by a mail-in vote. Santa Fe police are using their recent foiling of a burglary to tout the fact that their proactive anti-crime initiatives have the city on track for a record low year for burglaries. Sunday saw police arrest 47-year-old Martin Martinez at a Cerrillos Road motel as he attempted to break into a vehicle. The city's crime statistics show August with a 19% drop in total burglaries compared to last year. For the same period, residential burglaries are down 47%. As a result of our recent heavy rains, Santa Fe is temporarily dependent on city wells only for its water supply. That comes as turbid waters in the Rio Grande, along with runoff flows from the Los Alamos Lab area, necessitate shutting down intake at the Buckman Direct Diversion Project. Officials say water draws can't begin again until river waters are calmer and clearer, perhaps in a week or so. At this afternoon's meeting of Santa Fe's Public Safety Committee, several city councilors, along with Police Chief Ray Royal, will propose a resolution to combat illicit drugs. The agenda describes it as a matter relating to the health and safety and welfare of city residents, encouraging the police department and citizens to collaborate in an effort to get illegal drugs off Santa Fe streets. After our heavy rains, the State Department of Health is warning citizens of hazards presented by standing water, such as infectious diseases and chemical hazards. Additionally, floodwaters can displace animals, insects, and reptiles that can present dangers to humans. Mosquitoes will also be a problem in coming days. They can spread West Nile virus, and the Health Department advises using insect repellent when outdoors, especially at dusk when the insects are most active. And weather for Santa Fe, the downward trend for showers is in evidence today with just a 20% chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms, though it increases slightly to 30% for early evening hours. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-70s, overnight lows in the low 50s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.